Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspiration. This is Dennis from Ohio. So this morning I would like to just touch a small topic and a short little message on in Romans 12, verse 1. Let us pray first. But let me read it and then we'll pray. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Father in heaven, we come to you this morning with thankful hearts. Thanks for a new day and blessing us and guiding and directing us. Father, would you draw us closer to you and inspire us by your word and by your spirit, Father, as we seek to worship you in spirit and truth. Father, bless each one that comes on here. Bless their day, bless their mind, their thoughts, which you cause them to meditate on you. Father, I do ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So this passage here always blessed me, and it's encouragement, it's an exhortation. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. So our bodies are alive. We can walk around, we can build stuff, we can do stuff or with our hands, we can see, we can smell, we can hear. Our bodies are alive. So here, the encouragement is presented as a living sacrifice. Presented as a living sacrifice. Lord, here I am. Use me and shape me into what you have me do while I'm here on this earth. And the Lord's always looking for people that are fully surrendered to his will, because he wants to use those people to minister to lost souls or struggling souls, to draw more into the kingdom of God. So present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It's only our reasonable service. It's what we can do instead of being selfish and sinful and all the above. But we can present our bodies acceptable unto God, which is only our reasonable service. Verse 2, and be not conformed to this world. So be not conformed to this world. In other words, don't let your mind be conformed to the thinking on how this world thinks and how this world operates and all this. Don't be conformed to this world, but be you transformed. Be you transformed. In other words, be transformed into the image of God. Be transformed by what? By the renewing of your actions, by the renewing of your words, by the renewing of the way you dress? No. It's being renewed in your mind. Be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let your mind be renewed to the Spirit of God. Let the Spirit of God work in you that your mind is being renewed on the Christ, on the God, that you may prove, in other words, that you may demonstrate what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, that we may prove, that we may demonstrate the love of God, that we may demonstrate that perfect will of God, that we may be actually able to witness the grace of God to other people with our lives, just the way we live our lives, the way we go about doing our work. When you're around people, can people tell that you're an honest man, that you're an upright and a holy man? I heard a testimony yesterday. The guy's an auctioneer. He's a believer. He's an auctioneer. And he said an older man came up to him afterwards and said, thanks for being an honest auctioneer. I can just tell that you're an honest man, that you're walking by the truth of God. You're an honest man. He didn't know this man from anywhere, but he could tell he's an honest man. Do you have that testimony? Do I have that testimony of being an honest man without having dealings with a certain person? But it's Christ in us giving off that radiant truth and love and godliness. May the Lord bless you, keep you, and if you're not on this trail of being transformed by the renewing of your mind, you need to get on it. Ask the Lord, seek the Lord desperately, and He will answer. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Seek, and you shall find. God bless you, and have a great day.